This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault, and it is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. And it is, I'm 70 years old, and to have a boss at age 70 is quite, it was hard for me to have a boss at age 30 and 20. And now I am, here I am at age 70, and I have the worst boss in the world. Right here.
I said something so rotten to him. I said something sort of rotten to him about 5 seconds before we go live, and he goes, anything else you want to say? And I just said something horrible to him the moment we went on the air.
It was great. So here we go, everybody. This is going to be an unbelievable show today. One of my favorite women in the world is Diane Hochman. She is unbelievable, and I love her, and she's so smart. We have nothing in common. She's a copywriter. She knows more about everything than anybody. Like, she's like Lisa Grossman. It's just a complete enigma to me how two people can be so brilliant. It just blows my mind. And then you throw in Angel Fletcher and all the other top flight friends she has that I don't have. I'm unbelievably jealous of her. And the only thing that I have that has me anywhere near tied to her is this pithy radio show. So take it away. Do you like her?
She's the best. She's... I thought, so you, I don't know how, we got to figure out, somebody can share a picture of it in the comments or something.
Yeah.
So we send Diane this, like, beautiful, I will admit, very sort of, like, buttoned up, sort of social square to post, very hoity-toity, and she's like, no, this is not going to do. So, like, 20 minutes before the show, I get a notification, you've been tagged in the post by Diane. I was like, oh, that's nice, you shared the show. And I opened it up.
Why don't you just help find it and she'll hold it up to the camera? The camera will
see
it.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. So she memed us, and it is very, very good. Very, very good.
And if you feel like people say network marketing is hard, you guys, finding this show was not easy, but it's not hard. This is not digging ditches. I got kicked off Facebook. Oh, my God. I didn't see that. What a tremendous...
You didn't see it. I made
no,
it
I just didn't see it for the first time.
You finally got her bathtub.
I do not have a bathtub photo, and I'm talking over you on a radio show. I'm so upset I do not have a bathtub photo with you.
Well, you got to come to Colorado, or I got to come over to your house.
I understand, and I understand the rules, but due to COVID, I have not made it out there yet. So I just decided to make my own so I could feel like Zoom and StreamYard. We feel like we're together, but we're not. So I wanted to feel like I was in your bathtub.
Did you get COVID?
Oh, man, honey, I was in the ICU, baby.
Well, if you come out, I'm going to wrap myself in saran wrap.
Well, no, I'm done. See, I'm safe. I'm vaccinated and I had it. So I'm maybe the only safe person for you to hang with.
Okay, good. Well, good. We might even do it naked.
Well, I don't know about that, but... Oh, I know
we
it.
We are off to a roaring start. Woohoo!
There will be no...
If you could see my face right now, you would see a whole new shade of red that you never knew was possible.
Yep.
I started...
All right. So what do we want to talk to her about? Let's talk about COVID.
Okay.
Let's talk about paparazzi. Let's talk about staying as safe as you can because people are still getting in big trouble, and that would be a good thing to talk about without any kind of judgment about anybody that's done anything. I have no judgment whatsoever. So I just want to love you and keep you alive, and I want to stay alive too. But you got real sick, right?
I did, and it was interesting because I had gone to an event, and I always get a cold, like, or something after an event. I just, because I work from home and I'm not around a lot of people, so I just assumed it was the post. You know, I get excited, I stay up late, I talk to everybody under the sun. So I can't tell you how many events. There's a picture of me on the plane on the way home with the stuffy nose, whining that I don't, you know, that I have a cold. So I didn't think anything of it. And, you know, fast forward, you know, I went to get a test because I wanted to find out what was going on. And I was positive. And then a day or so later, I couldn't breathe, Tom. So I went down to the hospital and I walked in. And I don't know if you guys know much about the the pulse ox machine, they check your oxygen. I was at 51, which means you're going to die. Okay. And I'm very blessed because they ran me down and they hooked me up on oxygen and I responded well. And, you know, I was there for a week. But man, oh man, did I scare my parents and my kids and my friends. And I'm so thankful to everybody. I mean, I got over 700 cards, Tom. The hospital started wondering who I am because after I was sent home, they kept calling me. There were boxes and cards. So thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody in the space that, that just reached out. I thought I was going to be there. They told me originally I might be there for as much as a month. They were ready to shove a tube down my throat the first night. So it's not a game. It is not a game. And I still have, I won't say what I have, but let's put it this way. I'm under a doctor's care, and I will be for a while. Luckily, I'm feeling better. But it ain't nothing to fool around with. Thank you, Kim.
And rushing back into great big groups, you can do it. But just be really, really careful if you can, right?
You know, Tom, what I would say is we're people, we're networkers, and we love people, and there's nothing I love better than an event. So the idea of going to, and this was a very small gathering, it wasn't like huge, it wasn't, a 10,000 person arena event or something. This was just a small gathering because it was a virtual event. But I was just so hungry to see people and to just talk business and shop and, I should have just been on the show a couple weeks earlier, and then I could have filled my need to talk business and shop. But we all want to be around people, and that's commendable. It's actually beautiful how we want to be together again. We just have to be really smart. We just have to be smart. That's all.
That's what I say.
So I'm just very thankful. And
nothing else matters than you staying alive, and I am thrilled to death that you're okay. And that people are getting sick from all kinds of stuff. It's not just COVID. Just people are getting sick. I'm 70 years old, so my friends are dropping like flies, man. It's telling you, it's just making me crazy. And, it all is indicative of we got to keep moving. We got to do great nutrition. We got to pay attention to what's going on, and we got to have a positive attitude, which equals network marketing. And so that's a cool segue, Adrian.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, one of the things, Diane, I was cheering you on and pulling for you as I saw you go through what you went through in the hospital. And, one of the things that I'm so glad you brought up, because that, I wasn't surprised, but I was disappointed to say the least, is, I mean, you had all kinds of people telling you, all kinds of different crazy stuff, just totally coming out of the cheap sheets, offering you advice you hadn't asked for from every possible angle, including trying to sell you stuff, right?
I literally got things in the mail with advertisements in them, people's product flyers. I had a lot of people. Guys, I love to sell stuff. I love to sell stuff. I sell stuff at every opportunity. In fact, afterwards, I'll talk to you guys. You might want to buy something I have. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
But when somebody's in the middle of something, they can't possibly get your product in time. It can't make a difference. And especially if they're in a hospital or under a doctor's care, they really need to listen to, the professional advice you're getting. So to offer someone, to try to sell someone when they're in, I got to tell you, it was the scariest week of my life. I was literally told the chances of me being on a respirator for a long period of time. I had four doctors give me informed consent. I had to have my emergency contacts in order. They were asking me about my living will, my dead will, this was not going in for, a colonoscopy or something.
Yeah.
This was serious stuff. So I did make a video at one point when I could talk, just saying, please send me your love, send me your energy. Don't send me your advice or your offers, because it's awkward. And I think that's something that we need to think about in the real world. Are we genuinely thinking about this person and their circumstance when we're talking about what we have? And it becomes all the time.
Yeah, And so, you know, and just think about your business, everybody, and how that landed with her and how that would land with you. And whether they're, she's in the hospital or in a coffee shop, throwing up on people with an agenda is a terrible idea, which is what you don't want to do, which is, you know, and I got to talk one more time about, I used to think I had like a reputation and I was somewhat well known. So I go to Higdon's event. I'll never forget this as long as I live. It was so depressing because I'm sitting in the very back row and I'm sitting among three women, Angel Fletcher, Diane Hochman, and Lisa Grossman. And guess what? I sat there for a whole day with people coming up and approaching and hugging and kissing and high-fiving, and not one person said hi to me. They did not recognize me. They talked to those women. And that's when I understood the influence that you have in the world, young lady, and I just want to thank you because people take you very, very seriously because of your wisdom and your ability to make them feel the BLTs, which is they belong. They feel loved by you. They feel like they can trust you and they feel that they're safe with you. And I want to acknowledge you for that because I am telling you, you are you're just a force of nature and I love you.
Well, thank you. But you know, now that you have a boss sitting right next to you, you're probably going to be much more recognized at the next event. So when you feel safe to come out again to the next big event, everybody will be surrounding you, hugging you and kissing you. And it's all because of your boss. So make sure
okay.
They help.
Unbelievable.
Ryan, we're trying to gang up on you and it doesn't work. No, thanks. I think a lot of it is just I was fortunate enough to come up in the age of the internet and just have so much contact with people and a lot of exposure. So I've just really gotten to know so many people, and it's a blessing to know people across the industry and every, you know, beginners, advanced people, even Tom Chenault. It's pretty blessing to know you. So
it's pretty cool.
It is. It's fun, and I love, you know, talking of Ray Higdon. You know, I appreciate many things about Ray and Jessica, but he really, I think he has a deep appreciation for some of the people who have shaped the profession to be what it is today and remain relevant, people who maybe have stood on those shoulders and have, can, you know, been a voice for some of these mechanical things that are not mechanical, but like foundational things that are really important, that have always been important, that are still important. And so we're going to take a break in a second, but I think we should talk about that because I think some of this old stuff is really not old school. It's timeless. And I think Diane is one of the people who understands that better than almost anyone. And so we'll come back with that after the break. You're listening to the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We're on the Genesis Communication Network, and we will be right back after this.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And we're back. Thank you, contactmapping.com, for sponsoring that commercial. We are back on the Genesis Communication Network with the one and only Diane Huckman. I love her, Adrian, and you love her more than I do. You really do.
I do.
Because you're smart, and I like, I really had nothing in common with her until you started falling in love with her, and then I started loving her more.
There you go. So we were talking.
I just loved her wit and wisdom before.
She's it, man. So all right, this is the shortest segment. So we've got about 6 minutes here, but I want to expand on what we were talking about before the break. That sometimes people view some of these foundational principles as old school, but they're not. They're timeless. And so why is it so important that we pay attention to those core concepts that sometimes feel like they have fallen out of passion or out of fashion?
Fashion. You know, I say this over and over and over to people that take classes with me. Technology will always change. In fact, today it's changing faster than ever. But human nature never does. So as a good networker, we need to understand human nature. And I've always studied that harder than how to build a website or any of those types of things where, you know, a lot of people are into text messaging or TikTok right now has been all the rage. And they're awesome and they're... But you have to understand the people. You have to understand the people. So why does it fall out of fashion? I think because information is moving so fast. It didn't move as fast when we all began. And I think everybody thinks there's some secret sauce somewhere. And the secret sauce is you and the way you treat people and the way people feel about you. And even if Tom has nothing in common with me, I still love him. So.
Correct. Because we're heart connected. We aren't head connected.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm 70 years old. It's been 50 years since somebody looked at my terrible report card. And nobody remembers it because they remember what I remember about them. And that's all I want, is I remind them constantly about what I remember about them. How can you not like somebody like that? That's all it is.
I know we only have a minute, but that what he just said right there, guys, if you just write that down, and it'll change your business in a minute. And that's why we really need to gather around people that have years of experience, because that one little line, when's the last time you told somebody what you remember about them? I mean, Tom and I have been doing it since we got on, haven't we? I remember this. I remember the first time I met you. That's interesting.
And people want to be known so badly. You know, it's, there's a friend of ours who's a realtor. Her daughter, I won't mention her daughter by name, but I know her daughter's name in my contact mapping. I know how important her daughter is to her. I know that she does martial arts. Those all came up in conversation. And so now my antenna's up. And so then over the last few weeks, this kid is like, she's like a 10-year-old, like, UFC fighter, jiu-jitsu kid, like, girl, crazy. And she is a beast, Nancy, from Morrison. And so her daughter has started winning all these tournaments. And it was like the easiest thing in the world to mention her daughter by name, which she doesn't do in the post, to go, hey, I saw all these tournaments that she won, and you just must be over the moon. How's everything going? And it's not, people are laying, they're not doing like breadcrumbs. They're laying baguettes for you on this path for you to know how to coin them. And we're just walking past them, because if it doesn't scream, I'm ready to buy your thing, then we just can't seem to focus on it, right?
And I think that's what's real important, is you're moving without an agenda. And because of that, people, their radars, I always say, like, it's like on Star Trek, shields up. The minute they feel that agenda, it's like, shields up. Uh-oh, they're coming to get me. They feel a predator coming. And when we're just loving on people for the sake of loving on people and remembering what's important to them, when it's time for them, because not everybody's ready to buy or join today, and we all have to get that. It's not in our time. It's in their time. But who are they going to talk to when it's their time? You guys. And it's that patience and filling the, you know, filling the pipeline sounds so internet-y, but, you know, building those relationships.
It's the truth. If you interview two people a day and you document that interview and you remember on a regular basis, at the end of 90 days, you're going to have 180 people. And you are going to be buried in business. And instead of being the deer in the headlights, you are going to be looking at people at where you can serve them, because you've got so much business right here. All of a sudden, you're a good human being with their agenda as your agenda, and everything wins. And when the time comes, they're going to look you up because you remembered them. Just try it for 90 days. And if it doesn't, I will refund your poverty.
We got 30 seconds.
Okay, we got 30 seconds left. I didn't know what to say. So that worked out. All right, you guys, we're coming back right after this. We're on the Genesis Communication Network. I always say thank you to my buddy Ted Anderson, who owns that conglomerate, because he's had us on the show for 12 years for free, because he's smart and we bring content. But at the same time, he's also an unbelievably good guy who I love from the bottom of my heart for all the right reasons. We'll be back right after this.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. San Francisco Mayor London Breed cheerfully gave interviews while partying alongside Black Lives Matter co-founder Alicia Garza. Apparently her own strict mask mandate did not apply in this instance. Breed was spotted at the Black Cat nightclub on Thursday evening by a San Francisco Chronicle reporter, who posted a minute-long video showing the mayor, Garza, and singer Rafael Sadiq in no face masks in sight.
An Afghan women's rights activist shares details of a recent protest against the Taliban in Kabul.
We went out to do the protest to show, to say no to this Islamist militant group, to show the world our hatred to this group, and to call on the world that we exist.
This is USA Radio News. General Motors Company Chief Executive Mary Barra said Friday the largest U.S. automaker plans to make changes in its supply chain as it works to address the continuing semiconductor chip crisis that has forced significant production cuts. Barra said in an online interview that they are going to make some pretty substantial shifts in their supply chain. She says that they are looking to buy chips directly from manufacturers rather than through suppliers. Doctors should be able to practice medicine based on what's best for their patients. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry, one of 27 Republican attorneys general vowing to fight President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate, told Newsmax.
For decades now, we've heard that the Democratic Party was the party that was going to unite America. They told all of the citizens, American citizens out there, you need to elect us because we're here to unite everyone. And since COVID, all they've done is divided America.
This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with my little boy, Adrian. This is a very long segment, so you're actually going to get some content out of it because we are going to have our beautiful guest answer the brilliant questions from Adrian Chenault. Take it away.
All right. So, Diane, how I first heard about you and then how I first fell in love with you is I was at that same event with Ray Higdon, which I can't remember if it was Top Runner Academy or if it was Rank Makers Live was the first one that I met.
I think it was Top Runner Academy. I remember talking to you. I distinctly remember the moment.
Yeah, and we were hanging out on that patio. There was a little VIP reception. We were hanging out talking. Sue Moore was there. I think she might be watching right now, who I love. And somebody said, you're going to love her because she understands the way it should be done, and she's one of the good guys advocating for that. And so I want you to talk about how you kind of got that in your DNA in turn to be able to kind of propagate that in today's world where there is all this other shiny stuff that people are talking about all the time, but you have really stayed the course that doing the right things the right way is all that really matters. So where did that come from for you, Diane?
Well, first of all, I think I was brought up in a really good organization when I started in the industry. That was when all the internet mayhem and mania was breaking out and everybody was doing all kinds of wiki-wacky, you know, mail order and stuff. And our leader, rest his soul now, he was very adamant about building a customer base and caring about people and working, you know, that way. And so I didn't get caught up in the mania like so many did, and I was taught traditional. And then, I don't know, I guess I'm just a lover of people. I always have, you know, I was never really worried about if somebody always stayed on the product or I wanted them to come back. I always call it coming home.
Yeah.
I want you to come home when it's time for you to come home. Same thing with team members and people I work with. I want people always to know that they're more important to me than the dollar I might make. I don't know whether it's just coded in me for my family and the way you treat people, but I also think a lot of the things I studied, and maybe it's because I did study and searched out people like Tom and Larry and all these guys. I always looked for the legacy. I always looked for the legacy. And the people that were legacy people were generally talking about these concepts. I don't know if that makes sense, but
it does. And you talk about that legacy thing, cause I think that's profound right there. When you talk to Al Bala, or you talk to Larry and Taylor Thompson, right, or you talk to Ron Henley, yeah, or you talk to our good friend in Egypt, Adnan Shefti, if you talk to these people, all of them are talking fundamentals and network marketing, which is human beings talking to human beings. And all the bells and whistles and the click funnels and all that jazz are wonderful. But this business is relationships. And the more relationships you have, the more you win. And when people join you with a click, it's highly likely they're going to leave you with a click. And it turns into smoke and mirrors and you're always chasing your tail. But if you develop the BLTs with about a half dozen people that will literally do anything for and with you, and you teach those four people to do the same thing, and that turns into 64, and then it turns into, oh, I'll just sing you my favorite song. Do you know Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star? Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, for you. Yeah. 416, 64, 256, 1,024, 4,096. That's my favorite song.
That's when I go, and now you're rich, and then it'd be better.
Now you're rich. Yeah, the name of the game is teach people. You know, right now, every one of you are modeling your behavior, and your people are doing what you're doing. The sad thing is that you're not doing the things that are necessary to build a gigantic organization, which is being a good human being and finding 100 people to join your business. 80 of them are going to be customers, Larry and Taylor Thompson. 15 are going to be distributors that want to make a little bit of money. And 4 of them are going to want to drink the Kool-Aid and be a crazy moony like you. And that's all it boils down to. And the name of the game is trying to find those 4 and show those people what you're doing, which is finding the 100. They go do that, and they go do that, and they go do that, and they go do that. The party's over, right, Paco?
It's exactly right. And the reason that a big part of that, the reason why those 4 are going to change everything is because they know that you're really going to go the distance with them. Because they're going to go the distance with somebody, but they're not going to go the distance with you unless they really believe you'll go the distance for them. Don't you think?
I do. And I also think though, okay, here we go. Now the modern girl comes out. Ready, Tom? Now, the modern, because I am a fundamentals girl. I teach it. I mean, ask any of my guys. It's all I ever harp on. That's great. How many people have you met today? How many people, you know, but I also think we need to come to terms. I'm also very much a realist. People will come and go in their time. So we do need to understand that we need more than 4 or 6 because we have to sort and find those folks. And that is part of the game. And then also understanding that we're going to, you know, things come up in people's lives. Like, for example, I was just in the hospital. I might have had a life change or something like that. And really, let's put it this way. I'm a fundamentals girl, but I love technology because technology allows me to put the fundamentals on steroids. No, I don't
hear a word I said. I agree with you 100%. Everybody goes out and brings 100 people into their business.
Absolutely.
Okay. 80 of them are customers or they're in the hospital with COVID. You cannot say, get out of that hospital and get back to work. You're saying, you are right where you are, and I love you there, and I'm going to be the best to you there, and I'm going to give you a rotation, a 30-day rotation. I do it with everybody in my life, and I tell them I love them and thanks for the business once a month. Then that one level above that, that 15 people that want to make a little bit of money, they get a little bit more of my attention. Those four people that are doing what I do, I am in the foxhole with them, and they look out the window every morning, and they see a car parked in front of their house, and people go, who's that car? And they say, it's somebody that Tom Chenault hired to keep an eye on me because he doesn't want me to die because I love them so much, and they're driving my business. We agree with each other.
Well, I think what I'm trying to say is, if we have those 100 people, sometimes one of the 80 all of a sudden lights up and becomes one of the 4 during that period. And sometimes one of the 4 has something going on and they're like, we're agreeing. 100%. That's all. I just don't want people to get disappointed in thinking I got these 4 people and they're the ones, when we have to understand. If you go recruit 100, and by the way, every top dog I've ever talked to said that. In your first year, if you go out and you really, really go to work 1, 2, 3 years and you put in 100, those numbers are going to work. And everybody says that, and I tested it. It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
But right. They do flip around sometimes. They do flip around.
I totally agree. The mime that was, I just want to go back and watch that segment on mute because he was like, yeah, they're going to come up and then they're going to go down. So, all right, that's a perfect segue because you talked about the modern Diane. You talked about the technology, and you really are great on this stuff. And so here's my first question. Of all the things that you have, what do you think is the most valuable asset that you have besides you?
Email list, 100%.
Okay, so talk about why and then how somebody could get started on that journey.
Okay, so I want to make sure I'm really clear as we talk about this, especially for folks that are traditional networkers. Everything that I do with technology is based upon what I would have done before the internet.
Yeah.
Meaning it is, because what would happen is you join a program and you'd invite some people over and you'd show them what you were up to. And it would be in your living room or wherever it would be. And then out of that, let's say you invited 10 people over and maybe 2 signed up and 2 people, 4 people bought product and a couple people looked at you like you were crazy, which is what they're supposed to do. We take those 2 people and we do the same gathering in their living room. And we do the same thing. And eventually, we couldn't get everybody together anymore because there were too many people and we moved down to the Holiday Inn Express, the meeting room down there. And what would happen is the presentation of the products and the opportunity took, what, half an hour, 45 minutes, same presentation, whether you're talking to one person, largely, I mean, figuratively, one person, 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, because when you got to the big meetings, what happened? There was one presentation, it took 45 minutes, and we'd have everybody get together and meeting after the meeting. That's the way it always worked. So I just looked at email as a way to talk to my people. I started out with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people on that list. And I could write to them and let them know what was going on, if there was an event, etc. And then it got to be 20 people and 30 people and 40 people and 50 people. And eventually thousands of contacts that I have that I can alert at one time that something is going on or something's available or a new product came out or there's a new flavor or a new color or whatever that may be. So everything was based upon the BLTs. I love that. I never heard you say that before. I guess I just haven't been hanging around you enough, Tom. Everything is always based on the BLTs. It's always based upon a very intimate communication between me and that person. But I'm only writing one email, just like I do one presentation, no matter how many people. And so that was my little cockamamie idea. And it turned out to work.
And you write these... Sorry, I cut you off.
No.
You write these emails that really do feel like you're sending a note to a friend.
Well, I am.
I know, and I love that. And did that just seem natural to you? Because not most people don't write the way you write, and I love the way you write. But did that just come naturally to you? Did you stumble into that? You gave yourself permission to try it wacky and it worked. How did that happen?
When I first learned about this tool, I was given pre-written letters and pre-bought leads. That was back before the laws and you couldn't do that. And they all felt so salesy and yucky and impersonal. And I did what I was told at the time, but then eventually I went, let me write my own letter. And what I found is that people started writing me back. And when people wrote me back, it was really easy to say, well, I don't know if you're looking for something, but I'd love to show you what I'm up to. And that's how it all began. It just felt, so many of the practices felt yucky, and I just care about people, so I just wanted to share what I was up to and what I had. And then the other thing, Adrian, is I'm a mom. My kids are now 25 and 28. I don't know how that happened. Look, I even have my mom life hat here that they gave me. What does the PTO have? A newsletter. What does the soccer team have? A newsletter. What does the National Honor Society have? A newsletter. I just started a newsletter. That's it.
I want to be on the list.
Well, why aren't you? Where you been?
I don't know. You must have blacklisted me.
I missed you on TikTok, so.
We're coming back right after this. Stick around.
BlueStar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had BlueStar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry crack skin until I tried BlueStar.
BlueStar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the BlueStar in the first aid section. Feel BlueStar work fast or your money back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
And we're back. It is the final segment of the Network Marketing Leadership Show with the one and only Adrian Chenault and the one and only Diane Hochman, who is as cool as they get. And those of you that don't know her, go to her website. I want you to get to know her because she is a wealth of information. I trust her with my life. I belong in her tribe. I am safe with her. I love her. Go ahead.
So, yeah. Diane, you're showing people how to do what you do in building the list, in how to write to people and talk to people like a human being and to do this whole thing, right?
Yes.
Talk about what you're doing, because you just ran one, you just ran a workshop like the other day, didn't you, on that topic?
A ton of people. It was amazing. Amazing.
So cool. So if they come and do that with you, what are they going to learn?
Well, Adrian, what I teach people, I need to back up a little bit so people can understand, because a lot of times when people use a technology like an autoresponder, which is the tool that allows you to email everybody, they get caught up in internet marketing. Okay, in internet marketing, and that means open rates and hits and clicks and analytics and all this other stuff. Okay, and that's cool if you're an internet marketer, but I'm not an internet marketer. I'm a networker. Okay, and when people love you, they're not worried about if you make a typo. They're not worried about if you flub and leave half the letter. I mean, look at how much people love Tom. They're not worried about him picking on poor, innocent women on his radio show. So as a networker and as a connector and somebody who has a love for people, and hopefully people start to reciprocate that as you build relationship, when I invite them to be on my newsletter, I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be a copywriter, although over 22 years I've become one, and I do copywriting for a lot of people behind the scenes. You just have to be you and learn the fine art of the invitation, which is, you know, I just tell a little story, and then I call it the twist. Tell a little story. Start out that your cat threw up on the rug, or you got a flat tire, or whatever's going on today, something kooky, something fun, to just relax people. And then you twist and go, by the way, today at 5:05 p.m., I'm going to be on the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We're going to have a lot of fun. Tom and Adrian are the best. I really think you'd like it. Join us. Here's the link. That's the process. It's what's going on today or what's happening. By the way, tonight we're going to hear from some people that have been able to lose a significant amount of weight, but most importantly, get their diabetes under control. If you or anybody you love suffers from a particular situation, you know, whatever, no medical claims. I shouldn't have said diabetes. I take that back. But you guys understand. Join us. Yeah, I know. Strike that. Reverse that. Don't make medical claims, kids. Don't make medical claims. But you could say people that have had a life change. If you or somebody you love is challenged in this area, come tonight and hear these stories. They'll move you. It's just so simple to invite when you have people. And then somebody might write back and go, I'm busy at 8. Is it being recorded? Absolutely. Let me get you that recording. Now you have a reason to talk to them again the next day. Here's the recording. Listen, if any of this appeals to you, let me know. I can answer any of your questions. And now you have this relationship going, but I'm allowed to talk to a lot of people at once so I can sort through and see not everybody is interested in that particular webinar or gathering, or not everybody's interested in the Tom Channel, or I should say the Network Marketing Leadership Show, but I don't know why not, Tom. I don't know why not. But not everybody is, or not everybody was free at 5:05. Today.
I think we should change it to the Network Marketing Comedy Hour. It would be more accurate.
It'd be a heck of a lot more fun, I'll tell you that, instead of all these tightly wound people that tell me how politically incorrect I am. That's horrible.
So, Diane, I don't even know if email tools let you track this one. Are you able to measure what your reply rate is on your emails?
Analytically you can't, but I know, like, you know,
I bet you get a ton of, so I will tell you, having been in that world, that most marketing emails of any kind get about this percent, 0% reply rate, unless it's please don't ever email me again, or why am I on your list, or unsubscribe. What would you guess ballpark is your reply rate? Or I mean, you get hundreds of replies, dozens of replies. What do you get?
It depends. I want people to interact with me because people are like, why do you want them to write you back? Because that's how you connect with people. And I'm a networker, you know. So I might write, you know, this weekend I have family coming over and I need a good recipe for six people. I don't want anything too crazy. I don't want a lot of leftovers. What do you think? Hey, by the way, tonight there's a webinar on blank. And I'll get 200 people write me their favorite recipe to make on Sunday. Right. And then that gives me a chance to talk to as many of them as I can. Right. So I'll get a huge response. The other day I wrote a letter about recovering and I got a huge response. I might write a letter about learning how to do whatever, and I might only get two people. So I'm not necessarily worried. I always say I'm not worried about my open rate. I'm not worried about my response rate. I'm worried about the right person opening or the right person clicking or the right person responding. So if it's one person, like last time I did a little training on something and I was like all bummed out. I worked really hard on it and nothing happened. And then boop, boop, two people signed up. And it was like really cool. So the two, because there weren't a lot of people there. I didn't do a good job promoting it. But two of the right people were there.
All right, we got to get out of here, but we're not really doing that, so don't hang up. But we're getting off the radio here in a second. Next week, Al Bala and Tony Jerry, really, really cool guys, are going to be on the show. You want to be watching that because it is going to rock also. It's great to see company owners really, really taking the field seriously, and that's what Al Bala does. So we're coming back next week on the Network Marketing Leadership Show.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.